Can you leave us with a thought that you have about Lhasa?
Yeah. I started this show 2 years and a half ago, and I'm still really moved, like you will be moved, because it's rare in this world where you feel that someone have a strong influence on who you're becoming, not who you are, but who you're becoming. And I think for me, I realized that a few nights ago when I was in preparation of the show, and said, yeah, working with her universe is transforming me. I feel it. She showed me a lot of things. And it's not because I know her personally. We don't need to know personally, in fact. I think it's what we feel, that's what we understand, and what they teach us. So tonight, she will contribute to your own education. And I will say a few words before the show that will give you also to share it with all the other spectators who don't have the chance to be here. And it will tell you where we're going. But I think you will prepare yourself to live something. It's not a show. It's a sacred space that you will see tonight.
But with lots of joy.
Yeah. But I think just to give a key to the spectator, I think what's happening is you will look at yourself. Lhasa is a universal story. It's your story, in fact. Mm-hmm. She have the same road than you in different, her own path. But you will make connection with yourself. And this is really rare that someone is nearly making us in front of our own mirror. And I think that's what she tried, because she was she was a person with principle, mm-hmm. and with value. Mm-hmm. And you will see her value, you will discover her value, which are, for me, like I said, as an artist, really inspiring. And I say this word for all the performers, because mm-hmm. you will see that everybody, in a way, we're all together with her.